بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. واقرعوا إن شئتم فلا تعلم نفس ما أخفي لهم من قرة أعين جزاء بما كانوا يعملون. يستوي ريد الرواية حديث حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه. The first part of it, that Allah تبارك وتعالى has prepared in Jannah for his special servants, the Salihin, the righteous and the pious, such that no eye has ever seen, no ear has ever heard, and never has the thought of it come on any human being. That is, the ni'mat of Jannat are beyond human comprehension. Only for some similitude for us to understand, Allah has given ni'mat in this world, like the fruits of this world, etc. But actually, we cannot imagine what those ni'mat of Jannat are. Further, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَقْرَعُوا إِنْ شِئْتُمْ. And if you wish, then read. That is from the Quran Sharif. And all of Hadith and Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was always based on the teachings of the Quran Sharif. And the proof of every word of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam we will find always in the Quran Sharif. So Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, further to this great ni'mat of Jannat that no eye has seen, no ear has heard, nobody could ever imagine, it comes in the Quran Sharif also, فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ أَعْيُنٍ. So no soul will ever know what pleasures are hidden for him as a reward which are hidden of the min qurrati ayun. Qurrati ayun refers to great enjoyment which a person cannot imagine. So no soul will ever know what great enjoyment Allah Ta'ala has kept for it in Jannat, those who are destined to be in Jannah. Yeah, that Allah Ta'ala has put it, فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ. No soul whatsoever will know whatever Allah Ta'ala has prepared. That is, nobody will know in Jannah, nobody will feel jealous about any other person that he's got a more ni'mat than me. First of all, Allah will remove all that jealousy, ill feelings from the hearts of the people of Jannah. They will not have it in their hearts at all. And Allah Ta'ala will give it in such a way that no ma ukhfiya lahum, which has been hidden for them. So the next person won't feel hurt, won't feel jealous in the least, but what the other person has been given. Allah, every person will just be so happy with what he has got. And in the generality of this ayat, our Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib rahimahumullah used to explain that even in this world, what Allah Ta'ala gives one wali of his, Allah Ta'ala does not let it known what another wali of his is given. In other words, Allah's closeness and the great enjoyment that wali of Allah Ta'ala is enjoying with Allah Ta'ala, nobody else knows. And this is very clear also. For example, Allah Ta'ala has put somebody's wilayah, somebody being a wali of Allah Ta'ala, in his tahajjud namaz. While another person is perhaps not reading tahajjud, but Allah has put his wilayat in social welfare service. He's looking after the poor and the needy. And so this person feels that what you get in tahajjud, you can't get anywhere else. So Allah has made him happy in that. The other person who is doing social welfare work, he feels that this is the most important. And what position Allah has given him in there, nobody else knows. Like that in many other things. For example, there are so many great awliya whose wilayat Allah has put just because they treated their wives well. The wives that used to, they had a very sharp tongue and used to speak very badly and very, in a taunting way, in a very harsh way. But they made sabr on that, in that Allah put their wilayat. So Allah Ta'ala has hidden his wilayat in this way with various people, and other people do not know about it. So these are of the very special favors of Allah Ta'ala. Further, Allah Ta'ala says all this is jaza'an bima kanu ya'malun, and this is as a reward for that which you used to do in the world. That is, you were regular with it, you were constant with it, and that is one great requisite of our amal, istiqamah, to do it always, not just to come in some josh and then we do a lot of good and then we do nothing again for a long period. No, to have istiqamah, to do it regularly. Allah Ta'ala says this is what you used to, because of what you used to do. From here also we understand that while we have got in this the time in this dunya, this is the time to prepare for akhirah. But normally we use this time to prepare for dunya only, to see to all our enjoyments, our needs, etc. of this dunya. Whereas Allah has given us this time so that we can do those amal by which we will get all these great ni'mats of in akhirat, in Jannah. On the other hand, we are also taught that Jannah and all the enjoyments are not on account of your amal, but they are by the fadl and kindness of Allah Ta'ala. So ulama have explained that whatever amal we do in this world, it is by the fazl and karam of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah is giving the tawfiq of it so that you can get your Jannah. So even our amal are by the fazl and karam of Allah. So Jannah and all the ni'mats of Jannah that insha'Allah we will acquire will be also solely by the fazl and karam of Allah Ta'ala. So from that point, we should always be begging of Allah and having great hope in His mercy. On the other hand, we must not become negligent and weak with our amal. And with all the commandments of Allah Ta'ala which are directed to us, we should fulfill them. And also, as we had read that Allah has prepared this for His special servants, then there are those who fulfill the commandments of Allah Ta'ala and the rights of Allah Ta'ala and the rights of fellow being also. There are those people who fulfill all the commandments of Allah and stay away from all the prohibitions of Allah Ta'ala. And perchance they err and make a mistake, immediately they resort to tawbah and istighfar again. May Allah make us of these righteous servants and be pleased with us and grant us all His ni'mat in this dunya also and in the akhirat as well.